The Acts of the Apostles. Written by St. Luke as a sequel to his gospel that we heard this morning. It's basically a history of the early church. And as time passed by, he felt that it was necessary to record those early days, you know, for later generations of Christians. And today's selection is just concerns the problems in the church. And the church has always had problems and controversies. And even in the Jewish church, it says here that Joseph of Arimathea was part of the council, but you know, he didn't go along with their plan. And the church has a plan. Christ had a plan in founding his church and in sacrificing himself for his church. And the readings that we heard before the Mass with the blessing of the palms, we hear of the people rejoicing in the fact that our Lord was entering Jerusalem, and they hailed him, Hosanna in the highest. And they bowed before him and they laid palm branches before him and rejoiced and gave glory to God. But then we hear in the gospel, you know, these are the same people that are shouting, crucify him. Our human nature, our fallen human nature, doesn't always want to go along with God's plan. And the church's plan is God's plan. It's all about our salvation. You know, that's what our Lord wants. And our Lord shows us the way. He's the, St. Peter says, he's the leader. And he's given us an example to follow. And we have to conform our wills to God's will. And sometimes it's our plans can be disrupted. We have a vision, and God asks something else of us. But we have to bend our wills to his and realize that his plans are better than our plans. You know, our Lord's apostles had high hopes. I mean, they were convinced that he was the Son of God. But then, and they had visions of, you know, the Messiah and his saving mission. But then they thought that it was foiled, you know, when the leaders put him to death. But no, that was all part of it. And we can't always make sense of God's plans for us. But as long as we continue to trust, and to bend our wills to His, we can rest assured that things will work out. And seeing their Lord arrested and tortured and reviled was not easy. But then they had the joy of the resurrection after our Lord really convinced them that it was Him, and that all this, that the scripture had to be fulfilled. And the same is true in our own lives, that God does have a plan. And His plan is for our salvation. And that whatever happens, happens for a reason, and that reason is for our greater sanctity. Whether it be a trial or a tragedy, even our temptations or opportunities God gives us to say no to our will, to what we want to do, and to say yes to His will. And so let us, the beginning of this most holy week of the year, this holiest of weeks in the Church's year of grace, let us accompany Our Lady, who accompanied her Son and stood by him, and ponder these mysteries of our salvation, and realize that we too have to share in the sufferings of Christ if we wish to share in His resurrection.